Nancy here with this week's Wednesday Wellness Nutrition Tip. Did you know that November is Diabetes Prevention Month? With that in mind, I'm going to talk to you about diabetes prevention and make you aware of it. Did you know that 1 in 10 American adults have type 2 diabetes? If you are in this over 65 population, you've got to be concerned because that rate is more than 1 in 4. But both numbers are predicted to skyrocket because 1 in 3 Americans is at risk of graduating from pre-diabetes to full-blown type 2 diabetes. Experts estimate that at least 90% of type 2 diabetes cases are actually preventable. And that means you can take conscious actions to reverse pre-diabetes. And the same things I'm going to talk to you about for preventing diabetes can also help you effectively manage the disease if you are already a type 2 diabetic. Let's make sure you understand what diabetes is. It's a condition where the body can't naturally control the amount of glucose, that's the sugar in the blood. Blood sugar levels rise and in turn cause medical complications. Diabetes is the leading cause of disability and death in the United States. When left uncontrolled, it can cause blindness, nerve damage, kidney disease, and other severe health problems. The good news is that making healthy changes can significantly reduce your disease risk. So, to help prevent type 2 diabetes or to manage your current disease, follow these proven strategies. Here's number one. Prevent frequent blood sugar spikes. Eat fewer foods comprised of easy to digest carb. These are things like white bread and bagels, hot white rice and pasta, and pretzels. Sugar-laden foods like ice cream and desserts will also cause blood sugar spikes. Choose carbohydrate-rich foods with a good amount of fiber per serving. A helpful guide is to compare the carb to the fiber and look for foods that have at least 1 gram of fiber for every 10 grams of carbohydrate. Now, also combine carbohydrate-rich foods with healthy sources of fat and protein. For example, enjoy your cooked oatmeal with some nuts, seeds, and plain, unflavored Greek yogurt. All right, here's the second one. Strive for a healthy weight. Now, you don't need to go on some special restrictive diet to get healthy. Just reducing your food intake by 250 calories a day could lead to a very slow, steady loss of weight. And here's some tips. Use a slightly smaller plate or bowl for each meal. Skip the cheese on a salad or sandwich, and don't snack after dinner. Here's some other tips that can help with weight loss. Fill half your plate with vegetables at most meals. Replace mayonnaise on your sandwich with bean spread or mashed avocado, and consume 75% of your calories by the time lunch is over. All right, strategy number three is to move more. Here's some things you might try. Take 3 10-minute walks per day, one before or after each meal, for example. Park further away from the store or office entrance. If you're in a building, take the stairs instead of the elevator. Also, you could try taking a 2-minute brisk walk every hour. If you do that 8 hours a day, you would have how many minutes of physical activity? Yeah, you'd have 16 minutes. And, you know, all these little things add up. So don't think you just have to pick one. You could do all three. And the last one is to eat real. Please center your diet on minimally processed foods. Now, there are a lot of exceptionally healthy processed foods out there, and those include frozen vegetables, plain yogurt, canned beans, and even cereals. But when you pick up a package, I want you to review the list of ingredients. If you can find all of them in the store, and the product doesn't contain an excessive amount of added sugar, well, then it's probably a good option for you. And also I want you to avoid diet foods. These contain unrecognizable ingredients, but they also can contain artificial sweeteners that you could actually find in the store. But they're also going to have some additives, which you couldn't. But if you've got to use a zero calorie sweetener, go ahead and try stevia or erythritol. But I really much prefer using a real sweetener like honey or real maple syrup and just using smaller amounts. So those are my tips for today on preventing and managing diabetes. I hope you found this helpful, that you'll share this podcast with people who might benefit from it, and that if you ever have any question, you go to the anchor.fm/Nancy-Teeter webpage, and you can actually send me a voice recording. Until next week, this is Nancy Teeter signing out.